We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Hey, Carl, I know somebody who thinks TikTok is lit. Do you know who that might be?
Yes, I do. It would be your son.
Is it lit?
Yep, that's what I thought. So I'm on here not bashing TikTok. Well, I guess I was bashing TikTok. I can own that. And my son comments on my Facebook page, Boomer doesn't like TikTok.
Is it lit?
That is his favorite drop of all time. I say that in jest.
At least he's listening.
That's true. And I appreciate that, Brad. Thank you very much. Let's get to Wiggins, please.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Ryan Wiggins, how are you? Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. There you go. There he is. How are you, Ryan?
Well, I was not doing well, but then you hit the phone button, and now I'm doing fine.
I'm glad to hear that. I missed it. We're glad we missed the part of it where you didn't feel good. Wiggins is going to be my new office mate. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm moving into an office with a window.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of a big deal because I get here when it's dark, so it's not like it matters. But I am moving into the office over there with Wiggins. Wiggins, did you like the new wall hanging that we have in our office?
That was my indicator that you were starting to, I'm going to use the word transition, that old office into this new glorious office that you will be in with me with a window, is that you put up a giant, really nice portrait of Ronald Reagan. And I said, here he comes. He's on his way now.
What else is there? If you're going to transition, that's how you want to do it, is with a picture of Ronald Reagan. I would just say
that's
so.
Right. And I'm looking forward to whatever else you're going to bring over. I don't know if you're going to bring over the whole Mark Cox current desk or if it's going to be a mixture of new and old, but we're all kind of waiting to see.
Well, thank you. You should find out later today. I'm going to start moving some more stuff over there later today. That's good though. Maybe my life-size stand-up of Donald J. Trump will have to go in the corner there somewhere.
Yeah, and as we joked before, I think we should reuse this joke because it was just between me and you, but it was really good, is we said, well, are we going to put Trump in the corner? And then both of us said, nobody puts Trump in the corner.
Nice.
So now it's on the air. Now we got to use it publicly.
Well, it lets me tell my Ronald Reagan photo. This is the famous picture of Ronald Reagan with his cowboy hat on and his ranch gloves, and he's leaning up against a fence post. I know you've seen it. It's famous, and it was issued by an artist who did a limited number of these. And I'm up. It's got a letter of authenticity with it. So for people that live on the Missouri side of the river, there is a discount home store called Hoods, where a lot of people go to buy, you know, flooring and tile and bathroom vanities and I don't know what else. But I'm up at the North County location a few years ago. And for some reason, I wandered into the back and they had this lattice work set up in the back that was kind of you kind of had to stumble into it. And they had pictures hanging there like artwork. And I'm looking around and I spot this picture of Ronald Reagan. And I'm like, what in the hell is this doing at a Hood's in North County? Right. And I go over there and I look at it and it's got dust all over it. And I carry it up front. And I said to the guy, this has clearly been back there for a while because there's an inch of dust on it. You want $89 for this? And he goes, well, make me an offer. So I bought it for like $50.
Oh, wow.
And then I get online and look, and these limited number prints are selling for $300 or $400.
Oh, wow.
So I got quite a steal there.
Yeah.
I got quite a steal. And I'm very proud of that.
You are basically an American picker. And that story belongs on Antiques Roadshow. It's such a good story.
I love that. I really do. I'm so proud of that photo. That's one of the rare times when I've gotten a great deal like that. So thank you for that, Ryan. So earlier this morning, I played the story, the soundbite, I should say, not the story. I played the soundbite from Carrie Lake. And for people that have followed her, she still hasn't given up her gubernatorial bid down in Arizona, although the new governor down there has been sworn in. She says there were problems with that election, and she's got proof of it. She fought herself all the way to the Supreme Court of Arizona, who agreed with her this week that there were problems specific to signature verification in Arizona. And I don't know that if that extends beyond that decision would help with arguments in other states, but signature verification is one of the big issues around the country in 2020, in my opinion. What say you?
Okay, so yeah, this is, as usual with these things, it's very, very complicated. I've tried to follow it very closely, but usually you have people just yelling on both sides because they've already come to conclusions, and so it's hard to find the real data. But here's the overview of what's going on, as far as I can understand. So they brought these seven claims to the Arizona Supreme Court. They worked their way through the lower courts. We kind of watched that happen. Never really got anywhere with it, so they kept appealing. They got it to the Arizona Supreme Court. And if you're watching leftist media, which isn't generally covering this, but they'll take a slam at her every now and then, they're saying, oh, she failed again. Case closed. Everybody move on, because the Arizona Supreme Court threw out six of the seven claims, which is true. That is true. But the problem is that last one is a big one. They did not throw out the signature verification part. And so it doesn't mean really that they're saying, okay, well, then that's a case closed too. It just goes back to the lower courts now, where the lower courts have to look at the signature verification claim, which they had not done yet. And that is a big deal, because that was the one that everybody watching this stuff said, well, they really got a case here. And the way that they did it was not by saying there was fraud in the signatures. They said Maricopa didn't even follow their own laws and procedures, Arizona state law. They broke the law by the way that they handled signature verification. So it was very smart, because the court had to agree with that. I mean, it was black and white. They absolutely did that. So now they get to go back and look at signature verification, and the whole thing starts over again.
I'm disappointed that the other six challenges got tossed out. I guess she can appeal those now to a federal court, maybe. But specifically, part of her argument was the machines that didn't work conveniently on election day, and that because of that failure, a lot of people didn't stand in line for 3 hours. When they came back, they just didn't vote. Mm-hmm. So her argument is, and I don't know quite how you prove that, but her argument is thousands of people never got to get their vote counted because they didn't trust filling it out and just sticking it in a box to be counted later.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And that's a strong case, but it's difficult to prove. And that's why the courts don't really know how to approach it, because it's hard to find a number of people. I mean, you could find maybe a couple, but you don't really know. How do you know how many people were disenfranchised that day to go about changing, you know, what happened on election day? That's why it's so tough to prove. Abraham Hamadeh, who's running for, or was running, I guess still is, for attorney general, he's actually still pursuing that separately. And his case is stronger, because his election was even closer than Carrie Lake's, which was close in and of itself. So there still could be something that happens there, but watching Carrie, I mean, Carrie Lake's kind of the marquee name here. So watching her and the signature verification, you know, yes, six of the seven got tossed out. That is true. But that signature verification, I'm telling you, there's something there. And this is where they actually might get to look at the individual signatures finally and see, because they haven't really been able to do that.
You mean they didn't throw them out like they did in Philadelphia, where they ripped up the envelopes and threw them in the garbage and then passed the ballot on down to be counted? There was no way to go back and verify those signatures, which may be the violation of law that we're looking at in Maricopa County. Go to cut 10, Carl. This is Carrie Lake's reaction to it.
That's why it's a big deal for us with this win. You know, the Arizona Supreme Court, the highest court in the state, has given us a forum now to expose this absolute sham of a process that Maricopa County has been running. And that's truly what signature verification has become here, a sham. Mail-in balloting is the biggest and most dominant form of voting in Arizona. And security verification with those signatures, signature verification, is the only security measure that we have in place to make sure that nobody is taking advantage of the system. And with those, without those measures, we know because of our whistleblowers, people can just scribble a scribble on a random ballot and have it counted as a legal vote.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there you have it, to your point. And that's why you have to get absentee ballots notarized in the state of Missouri so they know who you are.
You know what? There's one really funny thing about this whole story. And that's that with all of the claims, so they wouldn't look at signature verification in the lower courts, which is really unfortunate. However, the reason the Arizona Supreme Court agreed with Carrie Lake in this case is because throughout the process of going through these trials in the lower courts, the Maricopa Board of Supervisors basically condemned themselves by issuing statements like affidavits and statements of here's how we ran things. Well, now they have court documents saying that they ran things wrong. So they didn't have those before the other trials about the other claims, and now they do. And now so they're going to basically go back to the bottom, and then it's probably going to have to work its way all the way back up. But the claim is stronger now than it was at the beginning.
Yeah, that's a great point that I had not thought of yet. Ryan Wiggins, thank you, my friend. We'll look forward to Saturday morning at 6 to 8 and again on Sunday evening here on the radio station for Wiggins America. Thank you.
Thank you, office mate. Looking forward to it.
All right. See you soon, office mate. We appreciate that. That's Ryan Wiggins, their host of Wiggins America. Yeah, going to be good. Hey, I get a window. Isn't that nice?
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.